This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 605, recorded on sometime in January 2019. I'm Brian Kilby. It's our annual prediction show, which was supposed to be last week, and according to Jason, the week before that, but we never got around to it. But we are doing it this week. And,
yeah, it was funny. It was funny last week, right after you wrapped up recording the show, I'm like, you know, we forgot to do the predictions this week.
Yeah.
Which I realized like 15 minutes into the show when we started getting into the, you know, what we got stuff, but I decided to just not mention it for the whole rest of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I realized the whole show I had my stuff sitting in front of me the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's Matt. Before that, it was Chris and Jason. Don, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Diecast.
I'm doing good, except for stuff that didn't show up today.
Nah, that sucks. Well, good. We don't need like to spend a lot of time on what we got. John,
no, I got a box of other stuff. It's just not what I was expecting.
John and Rob are not here this week, so we'll be back next week. Are you fiddling with your shock mount?
You didn't hear a thing.
I didn't hear a thing.
That's right.
It's did its job.
I heard a squeak.
Shocking.
That was my nose diecast.
And I don't have a shock mount for this one. I need to get one, but I don't want to drop the money on it. It's expensive. And it's not in gold like my beautiful microphone here. And the reason I'm pointing that out is, you know, I was watching our Roku channel today, and it just our video looks so great on TV. And you notice I said Roku channel because it's back up and running.
Yay!
So right now I just have like the last dozen or so episodes of RSC on it. I'm working on improving the way that the information is sorted, but it works fine. Right now, it is in chronological order, when a podcast probably should be in reverse chronological order. But that's okay. If you want to get the last episode, you go just hit up once, and it takes you right to it. So, but we'll have RSC reviews on it, hopefully, by next week, and maybe the last 4 years or so of video. So, it works. So, I'm happy, and I can watch us on TV. Let's see what else we got going on. Can't think of anything. Oh, yeah. The RSC Daily Update... daily or so as news happens. We had a question on Twitter as to why that's not in the main podcast feed. And I'm like, I don't want to overload the main podcast feed with stuff, but there's not Transformers news literally every day worth sharing. So I may actually go ahead. It's only usually two or three, maybe four updates a week. I may actually just throw that in the main feed unless people have complaints. Share your thoughts. Contact at tfradio.net or tweet at us at tfradio. And let us know if you have any concerns with that. Otherwise, I may start doing it next week. And shoot me a note when it comes to the Roku channel. If you use that, let us know if you have any feedback as well. Same contact at tfradio.net and at tfradio on Twitter. What, Don?
No, I would say I'm kind of glad we're in a fandom where, yeah, we have droughts, but we're also not drowning in news every day like
we have been.
Star Wars. I mean, it comes and goes in cycles,
it's
but
so
there
weird.
Are some fandoms like, you know, Star Wars, there's stuff announced every day for stuff and projects and merchandise and everything. It's just, I think that would be more exhausting to keep up with and make you lose a bit of fun in the fandom.
I don't know. I we get complaints sometimes about our excitement level being low, and you know that just comes part of, you know, being in a hobby for 30 years. But honestly, though,
well, the review show, which is one of that I saw that it's like kind of like yeah, I mean that was kind of my fault too. I know.
We make the joke every year that oh god, this is so hard to do that it takes 3 hours. Maybe we shouldn't stop doing that because the joke is old 4 years ago. Who knows? I think it was actually true. Actually, it was much easier this year because
nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
True.
Okay, that's sad. So, unless anybody out there hates the idea, and I need a lot of people who hate the idea, and we're probably going to start including those in the main update just so we get more traction on it. Okay, I guess let's do what do we get this week. I got nothing. Matt, what'd you get?
Oh, I got lots of stuff.
Okay.
So, I'll start off with Chris managed to find me some Mega Constructs minifigures.
I'm jealous.
And I just dropped Evil Inn on the floor. But I got Hellboy and Man-at-Arms. And
well, she's used to being kicked to the curb by Skeletor.
And Evil Inn.
That's Wave 4?
Yes. Yes.
Jealous.
Picking up pieces. So Siege finally showed up locally. So there were a couple figures I was always going to get, namely Cog and Flywheels. And I like them both pretty well. Flywheels is probably my favorite of the bunch so far. I haven't really weaponized Cog or anything yet, but this is entirely because of Grimloctimus on Twitter. And I got Hound because as far as I am concerned, Hound's weaponizer problem is now canon forevermore. Like, he just assimilates everything in his path into his weaponized form.
Yeah, if you want more context for what Matt is talking about, go to @ChromeTyranno on Twitter and look through his recent photos, and you will find a growing Katamari-like pile of things attached to
Oh, that's
Town.
Amazing.
It's really quite glorious.
Yeah. I also picked up two of the Micromaster packs, the Jets and the military ones, to start my Hound problem.
Well, we got the two best packs, actually. So,
let me check my Twitter. A friend and listener, Kevin Napmaster Dorsey, said that his Walmart had the Decepticons today, so he's able to snag those. I've not seen them. Actually, I have seen them. Never mind.
So, my Walmart had all the Deluxes and both Voyagers. I like the way Optimus Prime looked as a toy, but I hate the battle damage stuff even more than I thought I was going to. So,
90% isopropyl alcohol.
Oh yeah, I already have some. I just haven't put it into effect yet. But Hound is a really great toy. So yes. He is wonderful. I saw the Megatron. I don't know. Just something seemed off. Like that one's not for me.
It's
Optimus
not
Prime looked. Well, Optimus Prime looked good though. But yeah, I really don't care for that battle damage deco. So Siege is going to be a pick and choose line for me.
Well, I have good news for you. Shockwave has barely any battle damage, and almost all of it is on the extra parts. So like the core Shockwave is basically pristine.
Yeah, I was always going to get Shockwave anyway because I've been waiting for a Voyager Shockwave since 2006 when Classic started.
And now you
I was
going to
say, thank God you didn't say leader Shockwave. Yeah.
We got a Voyager Shockwave in 2004. You should have been collecting earlier.
We got a Voyager Shockwave in Prime.
We got a six shot in 2004 also. It didn't make the 2 years ago any less welcome.
That's true.
And I got a bunch of model kits. So I got, I've never put a Good Smile company model kit together before, so I'm not sure how this one's going to work, but I got
Mighty
God
Orbots.
Mars.
Yay!
I love the way they look, so.
I thought that was the real Voltron for a second. What is that?
God Mars.
Okay.
Super classic, super revered.
Yeah.
It's... I've got the Solo Chogokin version, and it's awesome. I got it back when it first came out, and it wasn't $500.
Oh, well, the Solo Chogokin, so it was always overpriced anyway.
So I also got the King of Braves Gal Gygar set.
Yeah,
four little boxes.
Wow!
And thanks to the Amazon gift card Brian sent me, I also got part two. So nice. I got his upgrade parts.
Yeah, you got Star Galgar and the pliers, right?
I'll take your word for it.
Don mentioning okay. Solo Chogokin reminded me that I wanted to get that Lytan that came out. It's only $120 at Big Bad Toys for $125. I thought it was more than that.
And last but not least, like my favorite thing that I got is Galaxy Mega and Delta Mega from Mega Ranger / Power Rangers in Space. Super Mini Plockets. Oh, yes. These came today, and I love them. I love them so much.
I'm kind of amused that you've replaced your combiner limb problem with a model kit problem.
Oh, no. Both problems are in effect right now. Like,
yeah, but there are no combiner limbs.
Yeah,
there are.
It's comorbid.
I'm making more.
You know, I do. I would like to get the Galfi Guard when it comes out.
Perhaps you've heard of Guard City.
Yeah, but I haven't got my Shogun Megazord yet, so I'm not quite sure how good I'm going to be at these kits. I'm not even put my Flame Toys Optimus together yet, so it's like I want more kits, but I want to make sure I'm going to do them. So it's not like it's the Lego Republic Cruiser that sat in my collector's room for 6 years and unassembled.
So
and sat back seat all weekend.
So Matt in the chat, seeing that Sam was like, "Matt sucks." So
yeah,
jealousy all around. It's awesome.
Hooray. Yeah, I got
in space as some of the best design work in the whole of the franchise.
Yeah, it really does. I wish they'd have gone the Mega Voyager route instead of switching Sentais, but I'll get Jet Icarus when it comes out anyway, because cool. I have an addiction. I got most of these from Hobby Link Japan, actually, and that just came in today. So,
yeah, I knew the Super Mini Plot had to have come from a Japanese retailer because the Bluefin releases, I don't think, are out until like March.
Yeah, and the Big Bad Toy Store has them up, but the markup pretty much balanced out with EMS shipping.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to work that way.
Yeah, I paid pretty much the same amount and got them 2 months earlier. So.
Wow.
I was fine with that.
Well, I might as well go with mine since it kind of segues in pretty smoothly. So I got the last two pre-Hasbro Power Rangers toys I could find locally, which is Imaginext, Rita and Finster, and Goldar and Lord Zedd for $3 each.
Nice.
Which will go, pretty nicely with the. Can I get this out without? Yeah, good. It'll go pretty nicely with the great big Imaginext Goldar that I also got for $3 from Bargain Hunt a little while back.
And now you can have Rita make her monster grow.
I can have two Ritas make their monster grow because Big Goldar came with its own Rita in 90s promotional media colors. Yeah. Well, if they were going to release one in a two-pack like they did, it makes sense to have the pack in one be a unique color scheme and something that actually has some history within the branding materials. It's an interesting thing, and it makes it look like the people who are doing the Imaginext Power Rangers line actually like knew about the stuff they were working on, kind of cared to put in these little nods. So, you know. And this is good, too, because if memory serves, Rob has Squat and Babu 2-pack that he also found on clearance somewhere cheap, which is just sitting waiting for the next time he has a pile of stuff to send me.
Nice.
Yeah. That's all I got this week.
Okay. Jason, you get anything?
Well, this is going to sound a lot like what Matt said. I too found some. I got a Hellboy.
Where did you find them? Walmart?
Yeah. I think it was last week I was saying that I didn't think we were going to get any more. Well, yeah. When they did the reset, they brought back the Mega Construct area. And so I also got the T-800 Terminator. Now, Chris, does this mean I've missed the data wave?
Yes.
That was what? Three?
Wave three.
Yeah, three.
Yeah. So basically, my Walmart just... Go ahead.
Check on Amazon.
Like 10 bucks.
Possibly Entertainment Earth. Earth, you'd have to buy like a whole set of them. But, you know...
So yeah,
there are still options to get it.
Don't feel bad, Jason, because mine never stocked anything after wave one, so I am dependent on Chris to get me mine.
I got wave two.
Yeah, I'm gonna be running around Nashville on Monday most likely. I've already promised Matt some of the clearance datas if any are to be had, but I can probably sneak one to the side for you.
You can throw one Jason's direction. So.
Cool. Now I was surprised to see that, almost as surprised as I was when I went further down the aisle and saw that my Walmart had actually stocked Siege, all of it. So I did what I've been saying I was going to do for how long now. I picked up Megatron and looked at him. and I put them back
because it's a great toy.
Battle damage. Huh?
It's a great toy.
Great toy. It looks like crap with that battle damage on
yes,
it.
Yes. Thank terrible. You. Thank you, Jason.
It was what I thought was going to happen. And when I saw it, I went, yep, not buying it. I did. Now, okay, so I did pick up Hound because he has weathering. He doesn't have I mean, it's battle damage, but God. It looks better. Mm-hmm. However, he has sat beside my desk since Saturday, and I've had zero desire to open him, so I think I'm taking him back because I don't think I care.
I bought mine on Monday, and I just opened it 15 minutes ago. So.
Right. I honestly think the only thing from Siege that might even remotely interest me is when they redo Ultra Magnus's hopefully Cybertron Optimus Prime.
Which looks like it's going to be the case.
Yay. Right.
So, yeah, I've seen the stuff in person in hand now. I was not impressed. So, unfortunately, I wish I loved it, but I think I'm sticking my guns and pretty much avoiding most of this.
The price is kind of really, really hurt, too, because I bought, you know, three deluxes and two packs of mini cons and spent $80.
Yeah, so my Walmart finished its toy reset in the last couple of days. And I noticed something interesting there now. So the generation stuff is, you know, $20 deluxes, $30 Voyagers, $50 leaders. The studio series stuff has all been knocked down $2 to $4 from what it was before. So now it's like $18 deluxes, $26 Voyagers. They don't have a studio series leader shelf allocation right now, but... Huh. I don't think that's a huge loss, to be honest.
Nope. So, yeah, unfortunately, what I got this weekend was I got the ability to see Siege, and I went, no.
Don, did you get anything?
Just some off-topic stuff. I was able
to... Okay, Diecast,
sell...
you got anything? I'm kidding.
Yeah. I sold that Falcon Zord. I had an extra Falcon Zord.
Okay, so that's what you un-got this week. What did you get this week?
Well, for that money, I picked up three Eagle Moss ships.
Which
GameStop
ships?
Had that.
Because I'm curious.
NX-01, okay. Enterprise E, and Original Enterprise.
Okay, cool.
I kind of wanted
worth buying.
Huh? Three.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just two.
I mean, I'd rather have the refit Original Enterprise, but, you know.
Well, you know, I was going to get that, but, you know, I was like, I just got a bill for this second anesthesiologist and the second bill for the other eye from the specialist who had to look at my eyes to make sure I wasn't going to have retina detachment, which was about $500 for the pair of bills. So it's like I got my Falcon Zord money back, so I need to kind of stay close
send
to that.
Send me an eBay coupon.
And that won't do me anything. Even Donanomics has its limits. So, you know, I could have gotten
a Voyager. Ask him if you could pay with PayPal credit.
Yeah.
If you take 10 minutes and write them a polite letter about it.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah. I was torn on getting the Voyager or the Romulan Warbird, but I don't know. One, it's Voyager, and I kind of like the looks of NX-01 better.
Yeah.
I like that.
God, yeah.
The look of the ship. And the Warbird, there's a Klingon. What is the large size? The one. They used as the flagship.
Orcha?
The large big one they used as the
cruiser.
I about called it the T'Challa, which is not the right franchise. But yeah, there's that one in the same way, but they didn't have it.
Okay.
So if I want to have a villain ship, villain kind of thing, I think I'd rather have the Klingon one versus the Romulan Warbird.
Cool. Anything else, Don?
What'd you get?
No, that's it.
All right. If you listened to the show last week...
Did you get it?
No.
Okay.
I said I was going to get the MS Toys Optimus Prime any day now because I shipped that first from Taobao. I was getting tracking that it was in the U.S. So I was like, it's going to be here. Today, I saw a tracking that I was getting a package and I was like, that's it. And I was so excited, and I came home, and I got the Hot Toys, or the Hot Soldiers, I'm sorry, the little Optimus Prime that comes with the trailer.
That is the most boring Optimus Prime I've ever seen.
It's very nice. It's actually a lot better than the DX9 Legend Scale Optimus Prime, and this one does come with the trailer and everything. His Matrix looks good in the chest. I'll just show off the box real quick because I didn't actually take, like, I played with the trailer, but I put it back in the box.
I like how they made the back panel look like the window front from the
packaging. Yeah, it's a really nice Optimus Prime, especially for the price. So I got that. And in that box, the reason I didn't think this box was coming is because I actually shipped this after the Magic Square Masterpiece Optimus Prime. So this, that's why I'm really confused at how this worked. I also got the, you're going to have to help me with this. Which one is this? It's the, I want to say Roadbuster.
Roadbuster.
But, yeah.
That's Roadbuster.
Oh, okay. It is Roadbuster. It's the, oh, who did this? Dream Factory. And it's, I mean, I haven't really opened it yet, but it looks pretty good.
That is the, like, quadruple, triple Lindy of trademark and IP infringement.
Yeah, it's got Mountain Dew, National Guard, all this cool stuff on it. Chevy emblems, of course. So I got that. I think Chris is going to like this one. I also got the little
Samurai toilet.
Samurai toilet. And I don't know why. I pre-ordered it when I first saw it. And I was like, oh, yeah, I have to have a toilet. That's great.
Well, it is kind of a necessity, I guess.
I don't know what this is from or what
it's not from anything. I think they just wanted to make a transforming toilet.
It's a transforming toilet. That's all it is, yeah.
Yep. It's a transforming samurai toilet. I mean, what else is better than that? Oh, the other thing I meant to mention this first. I've got the, what was it? Mechaforms Sky Guardian.
Oh,
yeah. Is that the one that was a headmaster?
No. This is the one
that was the X1 toys, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's junk. Yeah. The plastic quality is crappy. There's screws all over on this thing that are just unsightly.
It looks fine from here.
I don't even know if I can transform it. It's got an arm hanging out underneath the front here with the fist.
An arm.
That's absolutely ugly.
Yeah.
Just one.
It's not even leader sized. It's like in between Voyager and leader.
It's
a Hasbro leader.
Is there an episode where Skyfire partially transformed and like put people inside with like his arm hanging off? Because I could one see that, and two that would make that like perfect.
No, and this was sent to me from Muffin the Clown on Twitter, and it's at James Tevlin, I think.
I hope I'm saying that right. Yeah.
So
I know who you're talking about.
He actually sent me this, so it will meet the same fate as Kronos did.
Is it?
Because it deserves it. Because it's terrible.
Don't invite your neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he invited the neighbor last time.
Yeah, the neighbor just came.
I had to edit around the neighbor, but I think it came out pretty good.
So yeah. So I'm gonna. This time I'm going to use gasoline because it'll probably be effective. But we're gonna make this guy go up in flames.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, yeah. The last thing, which is absolutely, the box is ridiculously huge.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh yeah,
it's the Zeta Toys. Yeah, Silverbolt.
Okay, so Diecast, let me ask you a question here. That's the one where they include the outer torso for Superion that technically doesn't need the Silverbolt robot, but it does hold it like a Pretender shell.
Technically.
Why?
That sounds a lot like that Minotaur we were talking about a couple weeks ago.
Yes, yeah, so it looks like the cartoon, Don.
Okay, all right.
You get so much stuff. Yeah, I'm looking like I'm the one who's got all the clutter, and your room, other than the stuff on the floor, looks pretty well organized. Like, where do you put all your stuff?
No, yeah, Brian. No, Brian.
There's more
no.
stuff. There's I've been in that room. More stuff on the floor than the shelves.
Pretty much.
Is it worse? Is it worse?
Camera. Give us a view.
Is it worse than my office?
Oh, it's worse.
Oh yes.
Okay.
I haven't had and like it, it, this. it's weird because I see everyone put nice photos on Twitter and stuff of their collection, and like with all that I do, and I love getting this stuff, I don't have time to like organize it and display it nicely. And it
perhaps
just gets...
if you took a couple of weeks off of buying things from Taobao, you'd have time to organize the stuff you do have.
Yeah.
I know, Taobao is basically a full-time job onto itself, but perhaps you could arrange for some paid vacation. And
all right, so even though Diecast is not allowed to have his toys upstairs, when I was there about 2 months ago, there were many, many toys upstairs. Marvel Legends, as far as the eye can see. just stuff boxed up. Yeah.
Yeah, and I really weaned off the Marvel Legends, but then that Spider-Man wave with the Kingpin looks so good.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else?
No, that's okay. I think that's it.
Real quick, Trax just tweeted at us, and I don't know that we actually get press releases from Hasbro with all of their Cyberverse stuff that's coming out. I wasn't aware of Cyberverse Hot Rod.
No, we knew about that.
We knew about. I don't remember mentioning it on the show. So I'm actually.
We may not have, but we knew about that.
No, New York Toy Fair, we would have.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm going to pick that up because it looks kind of nice. So, okay, hey, we're going to go ahead and jump to our predictions. We'll see how this goes. I'll start mine off, then I'll move around to everybody. I'll do Rob, who's not on, and then we'll.
Did John send any in for us?
We did not get John. Maybe we can get it next week.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Okay. So, predictions 2019. And in our 2019 review show, we will go back and see how we did. Okay.
And no one will remember what we actually said except for Brian, who will go back to this episode to look at what we said.
Okay. So, my predictions for 2019. Hound will be the last new Masterpiece mold released or announced in 2019.
Released or announced?
Or announced.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a bold prediction.
I can see it, though. I think that's realistic.
Yep. And
that means they would have nothing in the pipeline for 2020.
That's what I'm saying. that's exactly what I'm saying.
That's what happens when you make them and they start to cost $450 diecast. Yep.
And my second prediction, plans for G1 reissues will be scrapped by the end of the year.
Well, they do clearance very quick. Although I never saw a Devastator or any of the mini bots at my local Walmart.
I saw Devastator and I saw Starscreams, and they both sold through.
Yeah, mine did
but
too.
The Hot Rods went to clearance, you know, by the pound.
Yeah,
so. I think after you get past a few certain characters, the likelihood that these will actually interest general public, not. It's not there.
And I think
$50
they made about,
Optimus Prime too is ridiculous. Yeah.
And I think they only made about 12 Devastators, so it's reasonable that they all sold through.
I got one, fortunately. So okay. So Rob predicted eventually you'll be able to get that Optimus Prime reissue for a price like you would when it goes on clearance. So I'm assuming in the $15 range is about what I would expect, which is about what it's worth. That's about what it's worth. Maybe I would go as high $25.
I was expecting $35 and thinking that was probably about okay based on where the reissue pricing has been already.
I would feel
the Starscream price point. That's what I figured. But
yeah, there's wrong. More to Starscream. Yeah. So, but $50, ridiculous. And his bold prediction, Select Series Monstructor.
I'll take it.
I want that to be true.
Yeah. Yeah. So that would be phenomenal. Okay, Matt, let's go with you.
Okay. I think we know Omega Supreme is the next Titan class coming up. We'll be seeing it at Toy Fair here in a couple weeks. I believe the next one to be announced will be Scorponok.
Okay, so let's get a quick addition onto this prediction. What piece of Scorponok do you think they will bring out at New York Comic Con to tease it with?
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Claw.
Yeah. No, I would go with the claw. Mm-hmm. Take the Red Lobster approach.
Indeed. So my second prediction is Masterpiece Blaster will be announced. I sincerely doubt it will make it out before 2020, but it will be at least be announced. And my third one is that with the ongoing success of Bumblebee that they will announce an Optimus Prime movie follow-up for the future.
Oh, sure. You like one movie and now they got to make more, huh?
No, it's not about me liking it. It's that they made money off of it, so they're going to make more.
So,
especially since it's Paramount and it's the only franchise they have.
It's kind of true.
Sure. I kind of want to go back to a prediction that I almost made but didn't. And I just want to share it. It really ties into the masterpiece, the No More Announcements. Contrary to what some people may think, there has been somewhat of a contraction when it comes to the amount of quality third product stuff that's come out over the last year or so. Just there's less of it. I guess there's less to make. I guess an easy prediction that I wanted to make but didn't is that there's going to be an even bigger contraction. But when I was thinking about it, I think it doesn't just apply to third party. I think it really applies to Transformers in general. I could honestly see Siege being cut short, like Power of the Primes was cut short, but not for matters of scheduling.
Well, why don't you run to my predictions next and see how that happens to dovetail into what you're saying?
Okay, go ahead.
So number one, by the time the reveal of the 2020 Generations line comes during San Diego Comic-Con, Hasbro will have quietly dropped the trilogy descriptor from the War for Cybertron branding as they retool 2021's plans in preparation for a downward trend in brand performance.
As much as I don't want that to happen, I think I could see that happening.
Yep.
Number two, reissue Optimus Prime's trailer will be offered as an event exclusive.
That's terrible.
Insert your own guess of a price here. I'm thinking
$75.
It better come with like Sideswipe or something.
It'll be $84.84.
Mirage.
Oh, I like Mirage. Don's idea.
Yeah, $84.84.
Don's got it. Number three, the promise of 190 bots in 2019 will be ignored as Series 3 is reduced to just 24 blind pack characters after retailers are forced to dramatically clearance Series 2 multi-packs.
Yeah.
So Brian won't buy them all is what you're saying?
Yeah.
I can't buy them all. any more?
Just one more.
Okay.
Number four, we'll all be dead by the end of the year.
Possible.
Of course.
Well, we'll see. Hey, so funny
enough, perennial favorite.
So I was going through and organizing my stuff this past week, and I had concerns about how much space the BotBots, the entire line, which I have. I'm lucky to be in that, spot. Yeah. I was worried how much space it would take up, and the answer is very, very, very little.
Well, yeah, they are small.
They're really small.
Well, they're not just small, they're Transformers.
Yes. Yeah. So, BotBots are
that's
excellent.
The first Transformers-related thing I have any memory of is that commercial jingle.
Yeah. So I'm going to do the same thing with all my Creons, which when I get them all assembled. So, Jason. Someday.
Okay. First of all, now that Chris was saying this, or you and or Brian and Chris both said something, have they announced how many waves Siege is going to go yet?
They have not officially said, but all indications look like it's going to be a year like Power of the Prime.
That's what I was wondering if they weren't just going to cut every line back to a year from now on.
Right. Okay, so that's my first official one. From here on out, it's pretty much four waves or one wave per quarter, how they ever want to do it. It's not going to be six or five or six waves like before.
Right.
So that's number one. Number two, I'll go against Brian. I will predict the Masterpiece Jazz because someone has to predict the Masterpiece Jazz at some point.
Does movie Masterpiece count?
No.
That's the question that's in the chat. I'm not counting movie Masterpiece.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. And my last one kind of ties into what Chris was saying a little bit. We will see less battle damage on official toys because hopefully Hasbro will realize people don't really like it that much. And the next War for Cybertron line, assuming it is part of the trilogy, like Chris is speculating, which I could agree with for sure, will not have any of it at all. So we'll see less when they announce on like Toy Fair, and then come New York Comic Con when they announce whatever's next. We won't see much of it at all, if any.
I mean, that's that's certainly plausible, since unlike design work for the toy, the deco is something that can be changed basically up to the moment that they start production on it. Because it's just, it's not quite that simple, because the paint masks have to be like die cut out of metal sheets or whatever. But it's far, far easier than changing engineering aspects of the toy.
And I'm gonna add on to that, Jason. So okay. The next line will not have the battle damage. But then all the people that complained about the battle damage on this line will complain that the next one doesn't have it, so they don't match.
Oh, but see, I'm not buying anything, so it's fine for me. But yeah, that is absolutely correct as well. You can add that to mine.
Cool. Okay, Don.
All right, I've got a couple predictions this year, for the year, I should say. I predict that we'll see the next Hasbro Lab announcement this year, and it will be Transformers related. Possibly Unicron, but perhaps Primus, since it is called War for Cybertron.
My prediction is HasLab gets no other release ever.
I could see that.
Yeah.
My next predictions are for Masterpiece. The next Beast Wars Masterpiece will either be for Tarantulas or Tigatron. And we'll also see Trailbreaker and Hoist will be announced, if not come out, because those are two molds that they could make with, you know, not huge changes and get out fairly quickly to recoup more of the mold cost. So I think we'll see Trailbreaker and Hoist this year or Tarantulas or Tigatron.
Why
so
Tarantulas, Don?
Tarantulas is a fan favorite, and
I'd rather have Inferno. I can think of several characters I'd rather have.
Well, I also think that Tarantulas could be done without needing as much magic Dinobot powder.
Yeah, I mean, the engineering could potentially be simpler in that.
Yeah, and they need, and I would like to think they're monitoring the feedback from the fans. Again, I've said this before. Any company that does not monitor free feedback like you get on the internet and at least considers that as part of their information gathering process is not much of a company, because they're ignoring a free resource that they can at least get a general idea of trends. So they should be seeing that, okay, these super expensive masterpieces were pricing people out of these purchases. Something simpler like Tarantulas or Tigatron, while Tigatron could not use Cheetor's mold exactly,
it could use the engineering.
They could use the engineering to build Tigatron with a lot less cost involved.
I was thinking, I was thinking Tiger Hawk, which I would kill for.
Oh, Masterpiece Tiger Hawk would be the best thing ever.
Yeah, it would be, but I'm hoping they're seeing that these multi-hundred-dollar masterpieces.
We could get Universe Tiger Hawk as a repaint. Yes.
That'd be beautiful. Sorry.
So I'm hoping they see the fact that we need cheaper masterpieces to keep a lot of the fans in the game. Otherwise, they're going to price it out of most people's reach.
All right, I'm just going to say, Don, that I think for the past 2 years, Trailbreaker, what masterpiece was in my predictions, and it never came to pass.
Right.
So good luck with that.
Right. But I'm bringing all of my RC wanting desire for Trailbreaker.
I have that recorded. So
Trailbreaker. I love Trailbreaker.
There's a bunch of Diaclone colors for Trailbreaker and Hoist, yeah, aren't right there? So like there's plenty of recoup potential.
And I have used that reasoning in my predictions for the past 2 years and still nothing.
But so Don, so I just realized years ago, and when thinning out my collection, I sold my Tiger Hawk.
Oh, well, I mean, as long as you kept Universe Razor Claw, because that's like the better version of that anyway.
Oh, was it Razor Claw instead of, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is. I feel so sad. Okay, Diecast, sorry.
I got no Transformers movie this year, and I was trying to be funny and get some low-hanging fruit, because we know there's not going to be a Transformers movie this year. But then Brian pointed out one, which I agree with. There's going to be no announcement of a new movie this year. I think they're going to wait till 2020 before they even announce.
Wait till never.
Or that, yeah.
Second one would be HasLab Unicron. I really think that's going to happen unless that got shelved because of the financial situation that Hasbro's going through. Kind of giving myself an out there.
Yeah.
And the third is Transformer sales will decline in 2019.
Yeah. Okay. I think we all see that.
Yeah, we're all on the same page with that one.
No disagreement here.
I just didn't want to predict it because it's depressing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, I went with that as my lead because nobody was really saying it outright. And, you know, I could kind of roll that into another more specific thing.
Like, I can admit that, you know, my purchasing of Transformers will decline in 2019.
I didn't say my purchasing.
Hey, just a note to you guys. I'm going to skip what's on T-Formers this week since Rob's not here. I put some stuff in there, but we'll just skip it. So I'm just going to do the news. I want the show to run about an hour this week. Okay, so yeah, I know. BotBots, this is how it's written. BotBots continues to surprise us. New Series 1 color change figures leak onto Hasbro Australia's website. So surprised by this because I assumed, you know, that when they told us that Wave 1 or Series 1 is going to consist of, you know, what it did, that would be it. And it's like bonus stuff. So there's what, two new molds?
A stand mixer and a rolling pin.
Yeah. And the color, I love the color changing gimmick. I wish more toys had that. So,
mm-hmm.
So 90s, but, yeah, I'm really stoked. I mean, I'll be getting toys that I have again over and over again, but, I wish the stand mixer looked a little more like, the classic, KitchenAid stand mixer.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It looks more like a food processor to me.
Yeah, a little bit. That may be on purpose, though, so they can do like minor retooling and get a couple more appliances out of it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how the color change gimmick works.
I like that they redid the pizza slice as a pie.
Yeah. So the color change gimmick, is it water or sunlight? Or
It's thermal.
Thermal. Okay, so it could be either. Okay.
So as you cradle it, Brian, it'll change color.
It's mood bot bots.
Do you remember the car robots versions of the Spy Changers back in 2000 where they had like rub signs, but it was in the paint, in color change paint, hidden on the body. So it wasn't a sticker on there. You would just rub the toy in the right spot and the Autobot logo would light up.
You know, for whatever reason, I don't remember. I've got like a million of those laying around.
You probably have a million of the Hasbro ones laying around. It was the Takara original.
Specifically the Takara. Yes. I don't have any of the Takara
that makes sense. You wouldn't have the Takara version because why would you import recolored G2 GoBots?
Yeah, I just got
at the time.
I would at the time. You know, yes. I didn't have a job. the only one I imported was Super Wild Ride, and
Fire Convoy as a gift.
I also imported Scourge, so I'm lying.
I mean, that's a good choice too.
Yeah. So yeah, that was a long time ago. Dear God.
Yeah.
But okay. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how these turn out and hopefully we'll get them. I'm assuming we will. Fingers crossed. Okay. So, that's a thing. Blitzwing in hand, images of Energon Igniters, Nitro Series, Transformers figure. We don't normally talk about like the lines, but I mean, it's Blitzwing, I guess.
And apparently there is a variant of this where one version has a face that's sort of inspired by animated Blitzwing's crazy face.
Crazy face, yeah.
I didn't see that. Is that in the photos?
It may not be in that story. I don't know if we actually have specific coverage of that, but that's been something that's been rolling around for the last few days.
So the design on this, like in the life cycle of the toys, this should more or less be in line when they probably change the plans for the movie, right? Because
I would imagine so, yeah.
Because you look at it, and it definitely looks like it could be Blitzwing, it could be Starscream, or it could be Needle Nose, even, I guess. But, like, it could, you know, it passes for Blitzwing.
The robot mode could even pass for an aerial bot, almost.
Yeah. But getting this repainted as Needle Nose would be cool.
I wouldn't count on getting it repainted as anything because when I was at Walmart today observing how they had reset the Transformers space, all the Bumblebee movie toy space was completely gone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, probably not going to see too much more of that.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Ross.
Yeah.
Yep, Ross. No movie next year.
Ollie's.
So I mentioned this. I don't diecast that you didn't get a chance to play with Prowl while you were at was it Comic-Con?
No, he didn't.
Toy Fair.
Okay.
Oh no, Comic-Con.
It's Comic-Con. Okay, so Prowl would have been a later wave. I don't hate it.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of working out how I expected it to. That it Prowl, like Prowl is very dependent on looking at the right angle.
Oh, the back looks terrible.
Like, it has some really unflattering angles possible, but for the most part, it's actually not as bad as the promo angles made it. Also, it's got a really good Prowl face sculpt.
The face sculpt is great. The upper torso is pretty good. I don't like the Cybertron. Like, it looks like an Earth-based vehicle in most ways, but then you look at the windows for the, you know, the rear window and the legs, and it just ruins it. It's like, what in the hell is this?
I'm hoping Toy Hacks will do some replacement labels for the door wing so it's not Cybertronian writing anymore.
Oh, God.
And like Matt mentioned when I said I like this when it was revealed, and he mentioned the fact that the bottom of the feet are pretty much just all clear plastic.
No, from the knees down.
Knees down, yes.
Prowl literally has glass knees.
Is clear plastic.
And the wheels are clear plastic.
Have fun with that.
It kind of looks like a Judge Dredd police car to me.
Kind of does. Yeah.
It looks a little bit like the Bruce Timm Batmobile.
It looks to me like a prototype.
See, now you like it.
A prototype self-driving car.
Is what it looks like to me, it's a car.
Yeah, it's a car. Hey, but you know, that's cool.
No, I don't like it. Hey, Don, I was transforming this just for you. If you want a good Trailbreaker, right here.
Magic Square?
Mine's on the way.
Magic Square Trailbreaker. He's really good.
$35.
Yeah.
not on Taobao, but.
Not through Taobao.
Okay. So not on Taobao.
Oh, also pursuant to the Prowl thing, there's also a video up of Six Gun from the same source.
Okay.
We apparently did not mirror the screenshots of it at this time that are out there, but Six Gun looks pretty good.
So we have photos in hand of the Wave 2 Siege Micromasters. So.
Oh, that's the one with Laserbeak, and oh, I want that.
Yeah, I don't really want to get Soundwave, but I do kind of want the Ravage and Laserbeak because, like, Laserbeak looks pretty cool.
Yeah,
I want the Laserbeak.
Yeah, Ravage not so much.
Ravage just kind of proves the trend that they can't actually make Ravage anymore.
Yeah. He does look better than Combiner Wars, though.
Could I pick and choose? Could I get Stakeout and Laserbeak in a 2-pack instead?
No.
I wonder if Ravage is designed so that way you could get Steeljaw with just a head swap.
Or
Ramhorn. He was built that way because those back flanks, all you'd have to do is maybe change out the sculpt with some missile pods or add maybe like effects to look like missiles firing and you just swap out the head
and it will look like a bad Steeljaw too.
Yeah. So, or bad Ramhorn. But I'm saying, I see design elements that could easily be changed into an Autobot cassette with those.
Oh, he's so fat that it would be a better Ramhorn or Steeljaw than it would a cat.
With his paws off the ground.
Jaguar.
Yeah. Hey, so I'm going somewhere with this. So the thing that ticks me off about Siege in the Micromasters is that we're not going to get that many of them. And they really, it really begs like for an entire line, kind of like BotBots or small Transformers. Like we need an entire line of like real deal Transformers that are that scale. And I'm not trying to be funny when I say this. But the way that the economics of toy manufacturing goes, we we might wind up there sooner rather than later, and I would be all for that.
I mean, if you think about how excited me and Matt and Jason apparently are over the little Mega Constructs minifigures on an ongoing basis, even though there's not that much diversity between them aside from just the superficial elements, like they're all the same engineering, they're the same skeleton basically, just with different colors and face sculpts sometimes. But like the small stuff is not that distasteful.
It's my
honestly,
ideal size.
If it's done well,
it's my ideal size.
Especially for lines where you want to have some kind of playset capability.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Making the figures smaller is just smart.
Yeah, it would never work. But have an entire series that's nothing but small figures and one Titan class figure, or one Leader class figure. You know, it'd be a playset. That I would love that. God, that would never happen. Hey Hasbro, so you tell us that you listen. And based on conversations, you do listen. Make that happen. I will personally love you forever.
I'd be cool with a Titan class Metroplex that is just, you know, Autobot City and the battle station or whatever. No robot mode, but just is a good playset for Micromaster size Transformers.
God, I would love just a series of Micromasters. Okay, so also what I would love is, and I've already pre-ordered it, it's Bumblebee on Blu-ray, tfradio.net/BBMovie. You can pre-order it from Amazon. I pre-ordered the 4K version, but you can get the regular Blu-ray version for, what is it, like $23? So totally worth that.
I bet Diecast is going to be holding out for the Best Buy exclusive Steelbook version.
Yes.
As usual.
What is it about the Steelbook version? Oh, it's now $20. So it's dropped. Oh, and the 4K has dropped down to $25. It was $30. So I'm going to get it for even less thanks to Amazon's pre-order guarantee. So, wow. And the DVD, I guess I could do it for the car, is $18.
For the kids.
Yeah, the kids could watch it. Will the 4K version come with DVD? No, they never come with DVD. It just comes with a regular Blu-ray. But yeah, so tfradio.net/BBMovie. Pick it up. Use our Amazon links, please. Buy everything in your life. Buy everything in your entire life. I'm like jacked up on my Death Wish coffee right now that I guzzled before the show, which I bought from Amazon.
Oh, you know, I heard a couple weeks ago, I actually meant to send you a link to this and completely forgot about it until now, caffeinated popcorn.
I'm assuming it's like the seasoning or something on it.
I didn't look into it in that much detail. Just every time I hear caffeinated and then some word that doesn't go with caffeine, I think of you and usually try to remember to send you a link to it just, you know, for amusement.
So 30 had posted something to Twitter about I need to lay off the caffeine because of the horrible, horrible dream that I had that I shared to my Twitter at @BGilby. Follow me. You can get all my horrible dreams and things that I share.
That was a pretty horrible dream.
It was a horrible dream, and I woke up in a panic. But it was, also at the same time, in hindsight, it was great. But, yeah, Amazon, tfradio.net/Amazon, buy anything. tfradio.net/Cadbury. You can get you some Cadbury eggs, and that's, I think, Dawn, and it's my favorite thing.
Well, I'll be honest.
Cadbury eggs, too.
Yeah. I'll be honest. If someone said for the rest of your life you can only have Cadbury eggs or Mallow cups, I would be really, really torn on which one to pick. I would ask
which one comes with a supply of insulin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Regardless, your life will not be very long.
This is true. But please check us out, our Amazon link. Check out, buy something. It'll help us out. It pays for the show. Seriously, it pays for the show. Like, we couldn't do it. It's expensive. tfradio.net/Amazon, unless we start doing a Patreon, but I don't want to start hawking that. Buy a shirt while you're at it, tfradio.net/shirts or shirtsicle.com/tfradio.
Eventually, they'll probably approve some of our new designs maybe someday.
We still have like over 10 shirts, and they're all awesome. Or most of them are
over,
awesome.
Yeah, it's over nine shirts.
We have like 10 more that they won't put up.
Yeah. tfradio.net/shirts. Okay, so let's see. We're not doing what's on T-Formers this week. So I guess you can find the show notes for this episode at tfradio.net/605. Send us a text.
Podcast this week?
We quit doing that.
We quit having Don do that. You've still been talking about stuff that we've done.
We haven't done anything Transformers. We had a new episode of Rob Clay Toy Detective about interestingly enough, a Gundam line from Japan that is being sold as a 6-inch line in Japan.
That sounds interesting. I think people should go listen to that.
Oh, they should go listen to that. Transformers wise, I think that's it, because I think last week we mentioned Transformers Squadron. I think that was posted. No, yeah, it was posted since.
Yeah, you mentioned it last
week. Yeah, we mentioned it last week. So that's it, Transformers related. I am going to start doing, though, the RC daily, daily in quotes, update. And you can also get that as an ALEXA skill. The ALEXA skill store. It's free. You can start off your morning with Transformers News. It's all available there. Again, and our Roku channel is back up and running. If you have a Roku, go to tfradio.net/Roku. It'll take you to the page where you can just add it.
I can't wait for them to push the firmware update that makes so recognize its name when you spell it out.
Oh, God. That would be horrible. But yeah, so tfradio.net/Roku. That would be awesome. Sign up. And if you are using it or you are going to return to it, send me feedback. Brian@tfradio.net. That will help me figure out, you know, like what you want. So, let's see. You can follow us on Twitter at TF Radio. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio. Haven't posted much on Instagram lately, but we're at TF Podcast. And you can subscribe to us on Twitch at twitch.tv/TF Radio. And on YouTube, yada, yada, yada. Radio Free Cybertron. I'm Brian
Kilby. That's not important.
Yeah. On the Instagrams, I'm Brian Kilby. On Twitter, I'm @BKilby. And you can find me and my other podcast stuff at BrianKilby.com. Matt, how do people get a hold of you? Melvar, 3 L's, 2 R's, Twitter, MELLLVARR. Chris?
So I would recommend following my Play With Photography content. Follow on Twitter at Play With Photos, where in between gallery posts on the website, you can probably find me posting random pictures as I continually tweak and fine-tune my gear and the settings and what have you, in a self-destructively obsessive-compulsive attempt to attain perfection. We are the Borg. I will be assimilated.
Cool. Jason.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just signing up for the Roku channel at tfradio.net/Roku. Oh, I'm done now, though. It's added.
I'm surprised that you didn't already have that.
I did, but then when it stopped updating, I dropped it because my Roku was full of apps. That can happen. But it's back now. Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Jason S. Kirk.
Cool. And at jasonskirk.com.
Yeah, sure.
Sweet. Don.
Thanks.
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4EVR.
Diecast.
You can follow me on Twitter at Diecast2. You can also follow me on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast. And, of course, you can see my reviews at tfradio.net/reviews.
It's sweet. Rob is on Twitter at FlailThroughs, also on YouTube at FlailThroughs, and on Patreon at FlailThroughs. And John DeLuna is at that John D. Every place you want to go, except for LinkedIn. He's not that John D. at LinkedIn. He should be. And Rob Springer at Robo Rob Springer on Twitter and go to zonebase.org. Yeah. Okay. So that's it for this week. We will be back next week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. We love you. Thank you for chatting. We'll catch you later. Bye.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
Transformers. It's better than crack.
You're listening to the live feed of Radio Free Cybertron. Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages. We now return to Radio Free Cybertron. You've been listening to Superhero Time. Follow us on Twitter at @Superhero_Time for weekly power playback and updates about the show. Visit tfradio.net or find us on iTunes for previous episodes and to subscribe to the show. Superhero Time is a TF Radio Network production. Copyright 2012. Superhero Time, the internet's best tokusatsu podcast about Pokemon, Star Trek, Transformers, and your mom. And the rest. Who you gonna call? Bustin' makes me feel good. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at @Superhero_Time. You're listening to Superhero Time, segue off a cliff. Switch on. It's space time. This is Radio Free Cybertron, hosted by Brian Kilby, with J.D. Church, John DeLuna, XV, Amy Morgan, Peter Van, and Rob Clay. For the latest Transformers news and reviews, visit tformers.com. Leave us a voicemail at 931-99-GOBOT. Featuring Rob Springer. And now for something completely uninteresting. Hear the TF Wiki Spotlight each week with Chris McFeely on Radio Free Cybertron. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.